This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Mike Graber provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello, and welcome to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. Thank you for setting aside a little time to join us today. You know, the goal of our show and my team here at Compass Retirement Advisors is to share information we feel can be helpful as you work toward building a successful retirement. You know, every week there are conversations taking place in our nation's capital about potential new legislation, or they're making revisions to existing laws that can impact our savings and our investment plans, and ultimately that impacts our retirement. We feel it's important to monitor the information and bring it to you so you can make informed decisions. And I think it's especially important considering how rapidly in today's world the economy can change, the markets can change. You know, we experience a lot of economic growth followed by a period of rapidly accelerating interest rates, which leads to inflation. And we have to stay on top of these things and make sure that we're looking at them from the perspective of how might these issues impact our retirement funds. Well, way back in 1597, Sir Francis Bacon wrote, "Knowledge is power." And he went on in his writings to say that all achievements emanate from knowledge. Well, here at Compass Retirement Advisors, we believe that if you have, you know, the knowledge, if you're up to date on the latest information coming out of Washington, D.C., or through the IRS, that you'll be in an informed position and you'll have the advantage when making financial decisions for your retirement, or even if you're already retired, you'll be able to use the information and make any tweaks that might be necessary. And in our effort to bring you this up-to-date information over these past 2 weeks, we've provided a lot of information on ESG investing. And the E stands for environmental, the S for societal, and G for governance. And there is a movement across our country to use ESG agendas within the world of investing. And that's where our funds are for retirement and mutual funds, 401k subaccounts. So we brought you an introductory show. And then we followed that up by playing an interview between Jordan Peterson and Vivek Ramaswamy as they discussed corporate culture and the impact that the ESG movement is having on the corporate culture. And it begs that we ask the question, you know, do we know what our money is being used for? You know, how is it being used within these portfolios? How are the shares being voted on? Many, many issues that we see in the news headlines in our country. So again, we just ask that we, you know, pay attention and we understand how our money is being used. And if you missed these, I think, especially important shows, I would encourage you to go to our website. That is CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com. You can click on the radio tab in the top right, and you can listen to our past shows. You can also listen to our show via podcast, and you can do that at Apple Play, Spotify, and many other podcast media, and just go to your favorite podcast outlet and subscribe to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber and all of our shows dating back to January of 2021 are listed there. A quick check of usdebtclock.org has the United States national debt at $31.7 trillion, an unfunded liability total at $187 trillion. And that's the unfunded liability total that I'm most concerned about. That's the total of all the promises the government has made in various regard. And, you know, the money's just not sitting there in the checkbook to cover all that. And we feel ultimately that this massive debt will soon lead to increased taxes for all American taxpayers. And David Walker, former U.S. Comptroller General, who served under both Presidents Bush and Clinton, believes that federal tax rates must double for the government to meet its obligations. So if you have not yet accounted for the impact that much higher federal income tax rates might have on your retirement income, then I really urge you to give me a call this week and let's talk about this issue. My direct line is 812-787-0809, 812-787-0809. Or perhaps you have concerns about running out of funds during your retirement. That is the number one retirement concern according to many surveys. Or maybe you're not sure how to best protect your assets from long-term medical expenses. So any questions like that or others you might have, I hope you'll give us a call this week and we can begin that conversation. Today we begin a two-part series entitled Tuning Up Your 401k. For many Americans, a 401k is a huge part of their financial strategy. And that's because for a lot of folks, a 401k and their Social Security will be their primary sources of retirement income. You know, in my experience, many people don't understand all the details of what it takes to have their 401k being optimized. They simply contribute money out of each paycheck without a full understanding of how all the details work. So today we're going to focus on two important, or we're going to begin the discussion on these 401k issues. We're talking about vesting and also how to max out the value of the 401k. Sometimes all it takes is a subtle or an easy tweak that can really give the bottom line of your 401k a nice boost. But before we dig into this, I want to welcome back to the show Tony Shore. It's always great to have Tony with us. But Tony, I hear that you were hanging out in California recently with an 80s all-girl band. Some of our listeners will remember the Go-Go's, and our lips are sealed. And I just can't imagine why you would come back from California hanging out with the 80s all-girls band to be on the radio with Mike Graber. You know how that...
Well, Mike, I wouldn't miss this show for the world, but yeah, I was in Palm Springs, California. A friend of mine owns a gallery out there and was putting on a special event for Gina Schock. She's the drummer for the Go-Go's, and she has a book about the history of the band, how they formed, and their career, and she took pictures throughout their career and put out a nice big hardcover book with all the pictures and the stories. And she was doing a signing of the book there. A couple other members of the band were there. And he asked me to come out and DJ the event, play some 80s music. And because I was a DJ on radio, a big top 40 station in the 80s in Minneapolis, and then I lived in California and did radio there. So he knows I'm really into 80s music and love the Go-Go's. We Got the Beat, Vacation, all their great songs, Beatnik Beach, and they just, they're great, and they're very talented. They play their own instruments, always wrote their own songs, one of the first all-girl groups to play all their own instruments and write all their own songs. So that, and have success doing it. So that's awesome.
What a great time.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, Mike. Thanks for asking about that. But yeah, I was tempted to stay out there. It was a lot of fun. Palm trees, 84 degrees and sunny. Hard to come back to the Midwest and deal, but you know what, I love it here too, so that's good. But thanks for asking about that. That
I'm
was
glad
a lot
you had such a great time.
Yeah, I did, a great opportunity. I will tell you, very nice people too.
That's great,
didn't act like big stars, thanked me for coming and playing music at the event, were very kind. Gina Schock signed her drumsticks for me, so that was fun. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we're going to look at a U.S. News and World Report article. The title of that is a guide to 401k vesting. And I think that's a useful tool for our discussions here. So let's start with vesting. You become vested in your 401k plan once you qualify to keep your 401k match and other employer contributions to your account. So we're not talking about the contributions that the worker makes, but we're talking about the part that the employer contributes to your 401k. When you leave a job, you can't take the employer contributions with you until you are vested, and that's the key. And this article notes, and let me say this, it varies from employer to employer based on what's in the plan document, but most companies set a specific number of years of service before they consider you fully vested. It's also common, I think, for an employer to consider its contribution to your 401k, you know, contingent upon you staying with the company for a set number of years. You know, it wouldn't be a good business practice for the employer to make a contribution to your 401k plan and you not stick around very long. So that's why these vesting schedules are in there. And there's just some important considerations that we're going to go over here this week and next week related to the vesting schedule on 401k plans.
Yeah. Well, it seems like everyone I know has a 401k, or most of them do, because not a lot of people have pensions anymore. So 401ks are a big deal. My wife and I each have a 401k. I think this is another reason to work closely with somebody like yourself, you know, if you're going to deal with this. Now, I've heard the term cliff vesting before. What can you tell us about that?
Well, some companies do have cliff, that's C-L-I-F-F, vesting schedules, and in which employees are not allowed to keep the employer contribution to their 401k until they've been with the company for, and here's the key, a specific time period. And that can often be anywhere from 1 to 3 years. Some other employers might use a graded vesting schedule, and that would allow employees who are leaving the employer to keep a certain percentage of their 401k employer contributions based on the length of time that you were with that employer. But these employees often can't keep the entire 401k match until they've been on the job for, you know, 3, 5, sometimes up to 6 years. According to this U.S. News and World Report article, a little less than half of 401k plans offer immediate vesting of the employer match. And as the name implies, those with immediate vesting of the 401k contributions, they would be able to keep their employer contribution no matter how long they've worked for that employer. And as the article says, these are a little more rare in the workplace. But you've got the cliff vesting, you've got the graded vesting, and then the possibility of immediate vesting. And these are typically based on the length of time that you have been with the employer, not based on how long the employer's contribution has been in your account. A good resource to find out about your particular plan and how it works is to contact your plan administrator. Typically, you go through your human resources department to do that. And they'll be able to tell you what kind of vesting model your 401k plan is using. They would be able to give you what the percentages are that are available each year and when you might be fully invested. So the bottom line is you want to make sure you fully understand what model your employer is using before you make any final decisions about leaving your employer. That's a really big key.
Yeah, that is key. And I, again, it's another reason to work with somebody like yourself, a financial advisor, if you aren't already doing that. I can't think of many better reasons than ensuring that you have an excellent strategy for your 401k and your retirement savings.
Well, it's really key. You know, as we said, you know, for most people, the 401k plan is going to be their largest income producing asset other than Social Security at retirement. And you want to make sure that you have the information and that you're up to date with how that plan works so you can make the best decisions for you and your household. Let's look at some hard numbers here for just a moment. In the article that we're looking at today, it points out some things that are important. And again, the article is from U.S. News and World Report. The title is A Guide to 401k Vesting. And the article explains that workers with similar work duration and savings histories may in fact leave their employer with vastly different 401k balances. For example, if an employee is making a contribution of $6,000 to the 401k over a period of 2 years, and they receive, you know, a $3,000 match for the employer, and that plan would include an immediate vesting schedule, they could roll the entire $9,000 over to a new employer's 401k plan, you know, if they for some reason left employer A to go to employer B. And that is a huge benefit of the immediate vesting schedule. I think a better option would be to move that 401k to your own IRA, but the point is you're immediately vested there. But let's compare that to an employee who has a 401k plan with a 3-year cliff vesting schedule, and they've not been there long enough to qualify for the 401k match. So whenever they leave their current role with that employer, they're only going to be moving their own contribution. They're not going to be able to move any of the employer contribution. So right there is a $3,000 difference, not based on what the employee contributed, not based on the investment performance of the plan, just a difference based on the type of vesting schedule that two different employers may have written into their plan documents.
Yeah, that's interesting, and I'm glad you're talking about that. But here's a question I bet a lot of people have. Should somebody always stay in a job then until they're fully vested in their company's 401k plan?
Well, that is a good question, Tony. Unfortunately, there's not just a simple yes or no answer to that question. You know, it's true that leaving before you're fully vested may mean leaving thousands of dollars on the table. But we have to, you know, always approach our decisions from the big picture. If you're only a handful of months away from being fully vested, you know, maybe it would be best to stick it out and coordinate that date. But if you're a couple years away, or if you've been offered a great job from a company that you've always wanted to work for, and that job comes with a higher salary that might offset the funds you're leaving behind, or maybe the new employer has a better match on their 401k plan, then you might want to go ahead and make that move. I just want to, you know, restate the importance of working with a firm like ours, Compass Retirement Advisors. We can help you sort through a lot of these decisions. We can do the analysis on the plan that you have, in addition to, you know, working with the Human Resources Department as to what would be the right decision based on your situation. And we'll be able to answer your questions and walk you through some of the scenarios that we've talked about today. You can reach me at 812-787-0809. You know, during today's show, we're talking about 401ks and them being a major component of retirement planning for, you know, just millions of Americans across the country. And because of their importance, I'm always looking forward to time where we can dedicate our conversations, you know, to talk about, you know, 401k plans. And we do this, you know, on our show. And we do this sitting down with clients one-on-one, reviewing their current 401k plans, their contribution schedules, the matching schedules, and then developing a retirement income plan that we'll implement sometime down the road and preparing the moves and the strategies that we're going to make. And, you know, what's the right amount to be putting into your 401k? The right answer may not be every dollar you can.
Right.
Because on the 401k, we know that that contribution is being made with pre-tax dollars. It's going to grow tax deferred, but then we're going to pay tax on the other end. And we have to understand the tax picture when we're doing the retirement income planning.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine, Mike, that taxes are going to be a huge part of this, because any tax deferred account, the money you have in it, let's say you have $100,000 in a 401k, just as an example, then that's a joint account with Uncle Sam. So, you know, 20 to 30 of that could be his, right? 20 to 30,000, or 20 to 30%. Right?
That's exactly right. You know, we just did a couple of our workshops in Jasper and Huntingburg back in early April, and one of the questions that we ask in our workshops is, you know, are you giving the IRS a blank check? And what I mean by that is, you know, tax rates right now are at historically low levels. So I'm taking a tax deduction for that contribution, you know, their pre-tax dollars. And I don't know what the tax rates might be in 10 years or 15 years or 20 years. And that's where David Walker's insights come in. You know, if a 15% tax bracket today is going to be a 30% tax bracket, you know, in 15 or 20 years, maybe I don't want to contribute every dollar I can into a tax deferred account. And so we might recommend the person scale back their contribution to what the employer is matching, so that you get that money. That's all considered, in my mind, that's 100% return on my money once it's vested, plus whatever it earns. But maybe we should consider putting the difference into something that's going to grow tax deferred, and then the IRS is not going to be taxing it when that money comes out. And that could be a Roth contribution, or it could be some of the other products that we use that have significant tax advantages on the other end. Next week, we're going to look at part two of this article, and we're going to be sharing some information on how you can max out your 401k contribution. And we're going to be looking at the amounts that you can contribute in 2023 and other information. But we hope that you'll join us again then as we you know, share our ideas on how to max the value of the 401k. I hope you'll go to our website, Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, and click on the radio tab, listen to our other shows. We have a number of short videos there that introduce a variety of topics, and we're always here to answer your questions, whatever they might be. If you are not yet retired, or if you are retired, please give us a call. My number is 812-787-0809, and you could also email me at mgraber@compassra.com. That's it for today's show. I hope you'll join us. Tell your friends and family about Compass Retirement Advisors and Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. We hope that you have a great day and a great week, and we look forward to you joining us again next time.
All right. Thanks, Mike. And that does it for today's episode of Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809 or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com. Investment advisory services provided by Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, The Insurance Shop Inc., and Creative One Wealth LLC are unaffiliated entities. Mike Graber and Compass Retirement Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary, and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided of illustrative purposes
purposes only. It does not represent real-life scenarios. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. The information contained herein is based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information.